amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 3rd, 2014. March is coming in like a lion. We'll see if it goes out like a lamb. Certainly it's going to be a hard sell to the people on the East Coast and Los Angeles who are still dealing with really, really bad weather. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, mostly Ukraine, other topics as well. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of reminders here. A week from today, Monday, March 10th, Ben Swan will start broadcasting from here on RBN. He's got the slot just before my show, so tune in a little bit earlier, and you will get Ben Swan. I cannot tell you how delighted I am that he has joined the lineup of hosts here at RBN. And, of course, he's also scheduled to be my guest on that same Monday in the third hour of my show to talk about coming on board RBN and other events as they happen. Now, just a reminder, if you have not already downloaded that app for the real estate company, you need to do that to help Sandra. The contest ends the end of this month. If you have not done it, go over to the republicbroadcasting.org website, look under updates, and there's a headline that says, do you have an iPhone, iPad, or an Android phone? And it leads to this page, and the deal is there's this contest that Sandra, the wife of John Stadmiller, is engaged in with her company. And if she can get the most people to download the app using her ID code, she will win $20,000, which she plans to donate to RBN to fund our operations a little bit further. And we really do need all the help we can get right now. We're growing, we're expanding, getting Ben Swan, obviously, an indicator of that, that we are moving forward, and the donations that you send in are being well spent. And a reminder that we are in a fundraiser. It's almost a permanent state of being right now because of the state of the economy and the cost of keeping all this equipment running here. You can pledge a donation at 800-724-2719. You can get a t-shirt or a coffee mug, or if you leave a postal address and request it, we will send you a copy, a CD of Claire's Christmas Without Borders, autographed by the two of us. Okay, got that out of the way. Now, turning over to the Ukraine, the situation is continuing to escalate. And before I get into it, I want to remind you about something. There's an old saying that truth is the first casualty of war. When nations go to war, they lie about everything. There's lots of claims and counterclaims. And I'll give you one example. Came over the weekend where there was a report that was going viral all over the net that the United Nations was sending troops to the Ukraine. Now, that story, there's an immediate problem because the United Nations cannot send troops anywhere without a Security Council resolution. And both Russia and China sit on the Security Council, and they have veto authority, which means they will both veto any move by the United Nations to intervene in the Ukraine. And after years of covering for Israel's aggressions, the U.S. is getting a taste of its own medicine, and I'm sure that's going to have a lot of teeth grinding over there in the White House. Just before we went to air, Fox News is running the story, Russia takes complete control of Crimea. Now, this is not accurate, because the Russian troops on the ground there are supporting the existing civilian government of Crimea. They are still in control. The elected representatives of the Crimean people are still in control. They're planning on a referendum for independence in May 25th. So the spin is always, what they're trying to do is portray the Russians as the bad guys and the aggressors. And the situation is not quite that cut and dried from Russia's point of view, and I agree with them. The new coup d'etat government in Kiev is illegitimate. They were not elected. They simply overran the existing government, kicked them out. It's a putsch, is what it is here. Now, the situation is not confined to Crimea. We are getting reports of massive rallies and Russian flag raisings in other cities around the Ukraine, such as Donetsk, which is a major city well up into the eastern part of the Ukraine. We're getting reports it's happening in other cities as well. The Ukrainian people do not like or support this coup d'etat regime. They want their elected government back, and they want closer ties with Russia, which is what this whole coup d'etat overthrow was all about. Everything was all hunky-dory when it looked like the government of Ukraine was going to sidle up to the European Union. Then Russia made them a better deal, and the government of Ukraine said, we're going to go and hitch our fortune to Russia. And that was when all these agent provocateurs and overthrowers started flying on in to cause a ruckus and try and overthrow the government, which they did, but it's beginning to look less and less like they'll be able to hang on to it. This could turn into a repeat of the situation of the coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, where he had to leave his office for, I think it was about two and a half weeks, and then the coup d'etat collapsed and Hugo Chavez came on back. It's starting to look more and more like that could be going on. Now, again, remembering truth is the first casualty of war, some of the reports we're getting here. This was out of Investment Watch blog. Russia conducts live fire exercises in the Baltic, hands Ukraine a 3 a.m. surrender deadline. That was for the ground forces. Apparently, there was a claim Russia had set a 7 p.m. Deadline, which happened about 2 hours ago, for the naval forces to surrender. Another report we're seeing, this is all over the place, over at the Jerusalem Post, where Russia to Ukraine surrender forces in Crimea by Tuesday morning, or we will attack. Another report from the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Ukraine claims Russian forces have demanded crews of two warships surrender within the hour or face being attacked. Same report coming out of the Telegraph. And meanwhile, the United States is saying U.S. warns threats by Russia would be dangerous escalation. Now, Russia has denied making any such threat. They are trying to persuade those few remaining military units who have not already gone over to the Crimean government to surrender, but they're denying making any kind of a threat to attack. Remember what I said about truth being the first casualty of war. So we have everyone talking Russian threat of war, Russian threat of attack, so forth and so on. U.S. saying dangerous escalation. And right now the U.S. does not have a reason to go to war in Ukraine that the American people are buying. So where they're probably already thinking about a false flag, and one idea that would really be good, the U.S. probably already has submarine assets in the Black Sea, and all they need to do is sink one of the Ukrainian ships and say, oh, remember the Maine, remember whatever. Same thing they did in Havana Harbor. Say, well, we have to intervene now. Now, the Crimean authorities are confirming that a lot of the Ukrainian military units in Crimea have already broken off from Ukraine and said, we're siding with you in Crimea. We don't recognize that government in Kiev. Apparently, five top military and security commanders have taken an oath to support Crimea. A Ukrainian Special Forces regiment has outright refused orders from Kiev to attack the Crimean people. So it's just falling apart from the point of view of Kiev here. And especially this thing about the Ukrainian Special Forces, this has to be very worrying to the U.S. government as we move closer and closer to what appears to be an inevitable clash between the government of, by, and for the money junkies and we, the people. Between the lack of support for military families, the attempt to declare all veterans mentally ill to deny them their Second Amendment rights, and the poor treatment of veterans who were injured in the wars, the U.S. government could easily face a similar rebellion in the ranks when they turn their guns on the American people. So that's got to be making them very, very nervous right now. Ukraine has responded to the defection of their top naval commander by basically charging him with treason. And it's a paper type. What are they going to do? They don't have the military forces to go into Crimea. So to prove how butch they are, the new coup d'etat government in Kiev has banned the use of Hungarian, Romanian, Russian, and Tatar languages inside Ukraine, which is further going to alienate much of the Ukraine's population. We got to take a break for some commercials here, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What's really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero. Maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike Sincero. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in the Ukraine, and everybody's screaming and yelling and trying to put the blame on the other side here. But we know what's going on. This is another in a long series, decades long, series of U.S. covert overthrows of governments that don't want to run their country for the benefit of the American banking system and corporations. We actually put up a list at whatreallyhappened.com of all of the attempted overthrows the U.S. government has done and how many times they succeeded. Not necessarily a good track record. They're batting about 500 here. But looking at the situation in Kiev, There's a lot of bluster, but they can't back it up. What's that old saying? Your ego is writing checks, your body can't cash. Well, in this case, it's the pocketbook. Ukraine, the new government in Ukraine, the coup d'etat government, is on the brink of bankruptcy. Their credit rating has been downgraded to junk. They don't have any money. Obviously, Russia did not send any more of the money they had agreed to give to the previous government. The IMF is saying that it's going to be at least April before they can get substantial amounts of money into the new government in Kiev. John Kerry is out there offering to send $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollar to the new government in Kiev, but that's not enough to keep them going. You know, I mean, the message from the United States is we're going to give $1 billion to the coup d'etat, illegal, illegitimate government of Ukraine. But for you people in Detroit, tough noogies, nothing for you. Now, the new government in Kiev is so broke, they're not able to pay the government employees. And we've got sectors of the employees who are already just, I'm not going to show up to work if you're not going to pay me here. And that includes the Ukrainian riot police. They don't even have enough money to pay the guys who are supposed to go out and club the Ukrainian people to the ground. So Russia has done something very clever. They are offering jobs and Russian passports to Ukraine's Berkut riot police, saying, all right, you're out of a job and with this new guy, come work for us. We got plenty of money. We got passports. They're hiring them and moving them into Russia. Meanwhile, Poland is reported to have mobilized some of their military to the border of the Ukraine, including tank battalions. Don't know what is going to come out of that, but that's another one of the reports we're getting. Remember, truth is the first casualty of war. Double check everything. And remember, it is the United States that has this track record of really huge lies to you, the American people, to get what they want. Human-caused global warming. Assad sarin gassed his own people and Saddam's nuclear weapons, so forth and so on. We do know that yesterday the U.S. aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush did cross the Straits of Gibraltar. Now, this is supposedly part of a pre-planned deployment to the Middle East. The question is, will the carrier divert north through the Bosphorus into the Black Sea? So we're waiting to see what's going to happen there. Over the weekend, there were reports of two loud explosions in Semphoropol, which is near Sevastopol. And the story that came out about that is that the Russians and Crimeans were blowing up some ammo supplies that the Ukrainian forces might have used. I'm not entirely sure I'm buying that one, because the Crimeans and Russians and Ukrainians are all using the same weapons, you know, the AK-47s and its descendants. So I'm a little dubious about that one. But there were these two loud explosions here. Apparently, at least one Ukrainian Air Force base is now under the control of the Crimean authorities. And the new coup d'etat government in Kiev, they're trying to rattle their sabers as hard as they can. And apparently, the Ukrainian interim representative threatened Russia with nuclear weapons if Russia does not remove their troops from within Ukrainian borders, which includes Crimea from the point of view of Kiev. The only problem with that is Ukraine does not actually have nuclear weapons, or they're not supposed to. Back in 1994, the Ukraine, along with Russia, Britain, and the United States, signed an agreement called the Budapest Memorandum, in which Britain and the U.S. and Russia guaranteed the territorial integrity of the Ukraine if Ukraine surrendered their nuclear weapons. So Ukraine isn't supposed to have any bombs, which means if they do, that abrogates all treaty obligations at that particular point here. Now, the Ukrainian nationalist leader, and this is how desperate they're getting, has called on the most wanted terrorist, Umanov, who is supposedly responsible for the Volgograd terrorist attacks, to carry out more terror attacks against Russia. And that is something that tells me it is falling apart in Kiev. it is just falling apart on Kiev. But, you know, there's a lot of stupid statements being made by everybody. And over the weekend, Secretary of State John Kerry came out and said, and I quote, "You just don't invade a country on phony pretext in order to assert your interest," end quote. John Kerry, do you remember that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons? Okay. You remember that whopper about Assad using sarin gas on his own people? How about the whopper about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, or a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, or Pearl Harbor being a surprise, all of which have now been proven to be lies? So for Kerry to get up there and make that statement, and not surprisingly, the world media has taken him to task on that point, that the United States is the last country to lecture anybody about invasions based on false premises. Obama is out there talking about Russia's breach of international law. And again, we have the United States, certainly the NSA spying on law-abiding civilians of other countries is a breach of international law. The use of torture is a breach of international law. The invasions of Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever else the U.S., they're all breaches of international law. The U.S. didn't have any reason to go into any of those countries. Libya was a breach of international law. And so the hypocrisy is on full display to everybody. And again, in the foreign press, they're calling them. They're just, it's ridiculous. I've seen some of the political cartoons coming in from around the world. They're just excoriating the U.S. government over this. The U.S. government has not convinced anybody that there is a moral rightness to this invasion. It's probably because all of the earlier U.S. invasions were proven to be based on false premises or lies. It's ridiculous. Now, Russia's position continues to be that the coup d'etat government in Kiev is illegitimate. They were unelected. They seized power by force. And Russia's position is the Ukraine situation should be brought back in its original constitutional framework. In other words, they're saying we need to put Ukraine back to the way it was before the coup d'etat. Article that we saw over in Pravda, Ukraine, the law, the putsch, and the imposter. Where they're basically saying it is not a legitimate government in Kiev. Now, Russia is taking the position that Ukraine needs to reform a legitimate, elected by the population, Ukrainian government. And they're saying it should include all political groups. This is an olive branch being held out to the coup d'etat, saying if you surrender power and allow the elected leaders back in, we will prevail to make sure you are included in a future Ukrainian government. Remember, the legal government of the Ukraine was scheduling early elections where the opposition leaders had a chance of participating in Ukraine's future, but they didn't want to take a chance on not winning those elections, which is why they went ahead and forced the legal government into exile in Russia. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, more talk about financial punishments against Russia, which is not going to work, I might add. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as the push for direct military intervention starts to fade in some segments of our government, the talk is shifting to economic pressures. And we're seeing this story over here in the Daily Mail. Stop the bluster. We should hit Putin in the wallet. It's the most sensitive part of his anatomy. And there are too many people talking tough about Russia without thinking it all the way through. Europe is heavily dependent on Russian oil and natural gas flowing through those Ukrainian pipelines. Europe gets 25% of their petroleum needs from Russia. Now, sanctions against Russia by the West will likely result in an embargo of those products, or at least a major price increase. And one more reminder here, the United States, which is obviously an empire in decline, we can't do the things we used to do. And one of the things we can't do is get our own astronauts into Earth orbit. We have to hitch a ride with, ta-da, the Russians. If we start sanctioning Russia and everything, NASA loses the ability to get their astronauts up to the International Space Station and back. They're not thinking all the way through. Financial pressure against Russia will have ramifications. That hasn't stopped the European Union from talking about seizing and freezing all Russian assets anywhere in the sphere of the European Central Bank. And the problem with an economic war is history has shown economic war usually leads to a real war. And by the way, Gazprom, the Russian gas corporation, is already threatening to start shutting off gas supplies to Europe in response to this. And probably in response to the Russian threat and its ability to carry that threat out very easily, Great Britain has already split off from the rest of Europe and said they are ruling out any curbs on Russian trade. So they're pulling out already. Britain has also said that they have no plans for military intervention, the Budapest Memorandum notwithstanding. So the rug is already coming out of a military operation by a multitude of nations. The U.S. could still go in, but if they're going to be doing it unilaterally. And remember, natural gas is a big part of what precipitated this Ukraine crisis, because the Ukraine owes Russia billions of dollars for gas and oil that they've imported, and Russia cut them a very good deal. They were discounted. They forgave a lot of debt. And was all that debt, because that's really what it's all about, is money and selling products here. Now, the over the weekend, there was talk by the U.S. of kicking Russia out of the G8 economic summit, take it back to being the G7. Germany has already come out saying, no, we're not going to kick Russia out of the G8. Europe understands they're very dependent on Russia. It's part of that transition where even though they're nominally in the American sphere of influence, their commerce, their energy needs have already shifted over to Russia. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How you doing? You know, Michael, I was talking to you about this situation in Ukraine. And it's hard. And you know what? Looking through the matrix, it's so easy to see, Michael. Number one, Russia really doesn't care because they got, a while back, they got rid of the U.S. dollar. They go with the yuan with China and all that. So, you're going to put sanctions on them. They don't even trade with the U.S. dollar, from my knowledge, anymore. So that the sanctions, like you were saying, are just the minor ones compared to the big kahuna over this money of the central banking system. And I think Putin is playing the ace again. He's gone in with a level head saying, let's get these people, the government, back in there and get the people to go and vote as a country to see which way they want to go. And that's the right direction. And the bottom line is, Mike, I love my country, but we're like a kid in a boxing match and we forgot to bring our boxing gloves. There's no way we're in a rat trap right now with our government, because they know Russia is a superpower. Putin already showed his stuff to the world with the situation with Syria and the chemical weapons. And so I would say that Putin has the ace right now, and we might have the two. So I think that this situation can be calm over there in Ukraine as long as the United States, stays at peace and stays out and let the Ukraine people bring their government back into Ukraine, and let all the groups, like Russia said, vote on the way their country wants to go. Mm-hmm. This can be resolved peacefully. But it's like the media, Russia's invading Ukraine. Listen, brother, there hasn't even been any bullets really flying to take out anybody yet. You see the peace. You see most of these soldiers over there are already entangled with Russia. So why are they going to shoot back at their own brother? So this is
They're not going to. This situation in Ukraine, I see it as ending one of two ways. Now, the first way is the Ukrainian people are understanding if this situation is not resolved regarding this coup d'etat government, there will be a war on their territory. That means innocent Ukrainian civilians will die and their homes are going to be bombed into rubble, and it doesn't really matter who wins or loses, they will pay the price for it. We may yet see, and we're seeing all these demonstrations and raising the Russian flag and all this opposition to the government in Kiev, we may see that government collapse and things go back to status quo ante. That's one possible outcome. The other one is that we may see Ukraine split and the eastern part and Crimea break off and form their own new nation. And that's one of two ways. Is it possible that the U.S. and Russia are going to start shooting each other and we're going to have World War III escalation into a truly global... It could happen, and there are people who want that to happen. But over the weekend, of course, Obama made his statement about the Ukraine. He's come under severe criticism, especially from the GOP, about he's not firmly in control of foreign policy and he should get tough and the rest of it. And I have two comments about that. And the first one is, I think we need to take everybody in this country who's in favor of war with Russia, put them on a transport plane, and parachute them into Moscow right now. Because when we get people like John McCain standing up there and saying, we must go to war with Russia, what he's really saying is, your kids must go to war with Russia, and you must agree to pay the resulting ruinous financial obligations from a war. So if McCain thinks this is a really good job, let's just all take up a collection and buy him a one-way ticket, ship him over there, and parachute him into Moscow. Let me finish. My comment regarding Obama is that I'm sure Barack Obama, who is free from the concerns about running for office ever again, because he's in his second term as president, is realizing that the United States, if it goes to war with a major power like Russia or China, especially if Russia and China align together, the U.S. cannot win it conventionally. We have exhausted our stockpiles through more than 10 years of war in all these other countries. We have spent, we're number one in military spending in the world, but we spend that money foolishly on all these weapon systems that don't really work, that have all these problems, can't perform as advertised. And Russia and China are spending far less money, but they're spending it smartly because they're spending it to build their defense system. Here in the U.S., it's just spent to spend it for political reasons, to enrich the cronies and the supporters. It's defense industries are a giant kickback scheme. Congress votes $1 trillion to fund the F-35, and all the companies involved in the F-35 kick back millions of that money into congressional election campaigns. And they run it like a giant kickback scheme, and that's exactly what it is. And the result is we have weapons that won't work. The F-35 isn't even supposed to be operational till 2016, and it doesn't look like it's going to meet that deadline anyway. So that's really what it's all about. So Obama may be reluctant to provoke a confrontation with Russia, because even if the U.S. goes to war with Russia and can sort of beat them to a stalemate, it would leave the U.S. so militarily exhausted it could not complete the plan to force the rest of the world back to Bretton Woods, because China would still be out there. And I think Obama is realizing that the U.S. has exhausted itself financially and militarily without being able to complete this plan to bring the entire world back to Bretton Woods. And that may be why he's not pushing on Russia as hard as some of the war hawks in the GOP might like. So in this case, I think he's making a wise and prudent decision here. Scott, we got to take a break for commercials. If you have something else you want to talk about, stay on the phone.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, I understand you've got one more comment.
Hey, Michael, I want you to write this down right now. Here's the situation, and I'll let you comment on this. You mentioned it earlier. Here's what Putin is saying. He wants Ukraine to go all the way to keep their government of an upper half. Because here's the situation. If they go and let that split, here's what Putin's saying. I don't want half that Ukraine to be controlled by the UN and European because the United States can bring their military equipment right up to his border. So Putin is looking at that and saying, we want all Ukraine to go back and, of course, vote to stay friends with Russia to keep the UN and the United States off from building in there, and it goes all the way back.
I disagree with you.
So,
I disagree with you.
I'll take my call off the air.
All right, thank you. I disagree with you because with the current generation of long-range weapons by the United States, assuming they work, and that's an iffy proposition here, whether or not the Western Ukraine is aligned with Russia or not, I think is moot. What I think Putin would like to see ideally is for the Ukraine to split, and the current Western half remains the Ukraine, joins the European Union. That's the losing part of the nation, got nothing but debts, and bring the eastern part of Ukraine and Crimea into the Russian sphere of influence because that's where all the farms and factories are. And so Putin would probably be laughing all the way to the bank that the European Union, after all these billions of dollars trying to break the Ukraine away from Russia and bring it into the European Union, gets stuck with the financial disaster part of the country. And the wealth generation part of the Ukraine stays connected to Russia. I think that's his real goal. I mean, if I were Putin, that's what I'd be thinking. Sure, you can have the Ukraine in Europe. We're just going to take Crimea and the western part that are primarily ethnic Russians. But Russia does have a valid point in international law. The current government in Kiev is illegitimate. They were not elected. They don't represent the Ukrainian people. They seized power by force. Now, a little earlier in the show, we were talking about how the government in Kiev, the parliament, who are apparently being threatened if they don't go along with all these new laws that are being passed. They passed a law to outlaw many of the languages used in Ukraine, which is going to alienate part of the population. Apparently, there is a bill being considered by the Ukrainian parliament that will punish anybody holding dual citizenship with up to 10 years jail time. And this bill is clearly aimed at the Russian nationals, many of whom are dual citizens with Russia. And of course, Russia is issuing Russian passports to anybody in the Ukraine who wants one. And so this is the government in Kiev saying, if you accept a Russian passport, we're going to throw you in prison for up to 10 years time. And again, this kind of legislation coming out of Kiev is basically broadcasting to the world their fear in the current situation. They're not looking like they're coming from a position of strength. They look like they're just basically thrashing around trying to legislate the world to be the way they want it to be. And the real world doesn't operate that way when you don't have the support of your own people. You can pass all the laws you want. People just are not going to go along with it. They're finding that out in Connecticut right now. Now, Pepe Escobar wrote an article, NATO's Wet Dream in Crimea, basically talking about how NATO's goal in all of this was to deprive Russia of their ports for the Black Sea Fleet, and recognizing that, you know, this new coup d'etat government in Kiev probably would have gone along with that agenda, which is why Russia definitely moved. This was a major threat to their strategic interests. Now, if the new incoming government into Kiev had called up Russia and said, you can keep all of your Navy bases, Russia might not have intervened and said, all right, that's it. But the idea that it was an economic loss to Russia and the loss of those Black Sea ports, that was Russia's red line that could not be crossed here. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Britain is coming out and saying they have no military option on Ukraine. This is from British Foreign Secretary Haig. And now, of course, the UK has come out and said they don't support the idea of financial sanctions as well. So at the moment, unless Britain is lying, and they may be, we can sort of write Britain out of the response to the Ukrainian crisis here. Now, you'll probably remember that there was a leaked phone call involving Victoria Nuland, who basically admitted that the United States government spent $5 billion to subvert the Ukraine. Now, Victoria Nuland is the wife of Robert Kagan, who was leader of the younger generation of the neocons. Remember the neocons? They were the ones who started up that project for the New American Century back in the 1990s that had all these policy papers about how the U.S. was now the military strongman of the planet and we should act like one. And they proposed all these changes to basically rearm America, build it up even stronger than it was, and simply force its economic will on the entire planet, which is the agenda they're clearly following. And they had one policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, in which they say right in there that they were not going to be able to achieve their objectives in a timely manner absent a new Pearl Harbor. And just when the neocons and PNAC needed it, we got 9/11. Now there's another organization that has been outed as sponsoring the coup d'etat in the Ukraine, USAID. We're talking about Canvas last week. Now it's USAID. Remember, USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, were kicked out of Russia when Russia found they were actually covertly funding opposition groups and trying to stir up trouble to destabilize Russia. USAID is clearly one of these groups that are started and operated by U.S. intelligence agencies, and they have this front of doing benevolent work, and they're actually in there doing covert operations. Remember the scandals over the Peace Corps. When Kennedy started the Peace Corps and it was a good thing, volunteer to help the rest of the world, then we find out later it was completely subverted and infiltrated by CIA, who were using Peace Corps as a cover to go in and conduct intelligence, destabilization, coup d'etat, and so forth and so on. Now, an interesting article coming out of Investment Watch blog, Investment Watch blog, saying that the Ukraine is under threat by worse than Russia because the IMF's medicine is worse than the disease. Remember, the IMF is saying they're going to get the money Ukraine needs by April as long as the new coup d'etat government in Ukraine agrees to policy changes imposed by the IMF. And the government in Ukraine has already said, oh yeah, whatever the IMF wants, you know, you can get it. Just get us the cash to keep going. And of course, what the IMF is going to ask for is privatization of all the public assets, austerity on the people, because it's what it's done every other country they've gotten their talons into. And there was an interesting article coming out of Russia Today that absolutely nails what's going on in the world. And this report is just putting it right out there. Any government willing to cooperate with the IMF will be heralded as legitimate by the Western press. Any government that refuses to do business with the IMF will be denounced as illegitimate, tyrant, dictatorship, whatever, leading to overthrow, coup d'etat, assassination. And that's really what it comes down to. Remember, all wars are bankers' wars, and this is just the latest one going on. Now, the U.S. has barred a Russian delegation from talks in Washington, D.C. this week. Now, this was kind of a low-key situation. These are health officials from Russia who were coming to Washington to talk about Kazakhstan's potential accession to the World Trade Organization. And the U.S. just said, you can't come now. Now, from the point of view of international diplomacy, this looks like a frustrated child throwing a tantrum. The U.S. can't do anything about Russia, Ukraine, so they're going to slap Russia any other way that they can. And that's exactly what's going on. Now, getting back to what I said at the top of the show about truth is the first casualty of war. Okay, there's the music. I'm going to hold this till after the break because I need to go into this in a little bit of detail. We're going to be back with hour number two of our program after top of the news, top of the hour news, and commercials.